All right, everyone, welcome back to the Osteomag podcast. Today, we're embarking on an insightful journey into a fascinating topic, the liberating benefits of osteopathy for sciatica during pregnancy. Can you imagine the transformations a woman's body goes through during this incredible time? It's like playing a game of Tetris where every piece is constantly evolving.
Wow, that's such a cool analogy. So there are all these pieces that need to beautifully fit together as the body adapts, right?
Exactly. One of those critical pieces is the sciatic nerve. It runs from your lower back, down through your hips, buttocks, and legs. And when the body expands to make room for the baby, woo, the pressure can lead to some serious discomfort.
That sounds really painful. So like, how common is this sciatica issue for pregnant people?
Great question. Studies show that between 50 to 80% of pregnant women experience sciatic pain at some point throughout their pregnancy. It's almost like a surprise included in the pregnancy package. But instead of a nice gift, you're left with discomfort.
So it's like a surprise gift that shows up and you're like, whoa, I didn't order this, haha. So how does osteopathy actually help with that pain?
Exactly. Osteopathy approaches the body as a comprehensive unit. Think of it like a beautiful symphony orchestra. Each part must harmonize perfectly. When you visit an osteopath, they evaluate your posture, muscle tension, and the alignment of your spine and pelvis, using gentle techniques to relieve pressure on that pesky sciatic nerve.
Whoa, restoration of harmony sounds super zen. So it's really about balancing everything out, right?
Absolutely. Imagine if your body is like a stretched rubber band due to pregnancy. An osteopath can help alleviate that tension, allowing everything to return to its natural state. It can be life-changing. I remember a client named Sarah who came in feeling completely defeated. She couldn't even walk without sharp pain.
Dancing? Wow. Like, was it like pregnancy dance-off 2023? Laughs?
Haha, exactly. Just picture it. Pregnant women in tutus dancing away, ignoring their sciatica. The goal is truly about empowering them to reclaim their bodies and embrace a joyful pregnancy, free from pain.
That's so inspiring. So, what signs should someone look for to know when they should seek osteopathic treatment?
Great follow-up. If someone is facing persistent pain disrupting daily activities, like bending down to pick something up or rolling over in bed, that's a clear signal to reach out for help. Those basic actions shouldn't feel like running a marathon, right?
Totally. It'd be like hitting a wall while training for a marathon. But how soon can you start seeing results? Can someone begin treatment in their first trimester?
Definitely. In fact, starting treatment early can pave the way for a smoother pregnancy. When the body is relaxed, it responds better, kind of like how a plant thrives in good sunlight.
A plant? Wow. So getting ahead of those uncomfortable symptoms is like preventing bad weeds from taking root, right?
Exactly. By addressing issues early on, you're not only taking care of your well-being, but also creating a healthier environment for your baby. It's a win-win.
Wow, I love how it all connects. I have so many more questions, like, can osteopathy help with postpartum recovery too?
Oh, absolutely. That's a crucial topic we need to explore because recovery after pregnancy is just as important. But first, let's take a moment to absorb everything we've discussed so far.
Sounds good. I can't wait to dive deeper into postpartum stuff.